Customer service is a thing of the past. WRZP 544.
Hey, 544, Captain Don here. How you doing?
Better done, it'd probably be illegal. I heard you on earlier there getting your license. And yep, much like yourself, getting out and looking at the trail cams, getting them set and fixing. Hopefully it'll be a prosperous season. We can shoot all the does we want up here, get all the doe permits you want.
Roger that. I think it's like that down here too. It's, I don't know, down here it's kind of discouraging. They say, well, at least where I'm at, they say that there's so many does down here they need to thin the herd. And in certain areas, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. For some reason, right around me, there's not an abundance of does. And I guess I never shoot does on my property. I get them used to me when I'm mowing or when I'm out doing stuff out in the woods or fields, and they don't really, they're not scared of me. And they always have their fawns in my food plot area in my woods, and I can walk out to my deer blind, they can be in the food plot, and they just watch me climb up in it. And they don't run off, and then that just pays dividends when these bucks start chasing them, because they're safe in the food plot. So they'll be in the middle of the food plot eating, and a buck will come by and they'll be like, oh, man, there must not be nothing wrong here because she's standing out in the middle of that field. And then if it's big enough, it gets in trouble.
Roger that. I can relate. Couple notes. Customer service is a thing of the past in this country, but we won't go there. When I was in the military, in the Army, they were serving all over. Best place to shoot deer was in the ammo dump. Nobody was shooting at them there during deer season, Roger.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I used to go fish over on the Clinton River over by Braid Park, Yates Cider Mill, and there's the Detroit Sportsman's Congress, so the river snakes behind that. And, man, the amount of bucks and deer in general that I've seen, there's like a Superfund site on one side of the river and the Detroit Sportsman's Congress on the other, and there's deer all over there.
Copy. I was just reading a DNR email here the other day. Several counties down south extended one of the seasons. I'm not sure bow season or rifle season. They extended up here as well for doe. We're inundated with them. There's more deer up here than you can shake a stick at. And then quite a few. I'm right next to the Pigeon River up here, my QTH. It's just a stone's throw from the house here. I have several private property I hunt. It hadn't been hunted in generations, so it's like shooting fish in a barrel. And then, like yourself, we've got the deer here in the local area here. Yep, the dogs don't even bother them, and they don't bother the dogs, Roger.
Yeah. It's just really strange how the deer population works down here. Because, like I said, around the 5 miles around my house, there's not a ton of them. But like, I'll go like 10 miles to the east, and there's this one farmer's field that has a woods in the middle of it, and you can just see the browse lines on the trees. Like, there's way too many deer, as high as they can reach. They were browsing on them trees. Yeah, but out by my house, it's not like that. It's just really strange. It's like, and it's a good area for holding deer, because I see deer all the time in my fields and stuff. It's just, but yeah, I did see a yote on my camera last night in between all the deer pictures, and they're definitely yotes around. And I go outside at night and I can hear them. So I usually wait until after deer season's over with the. Mess around with them unless one's unlucky enough to come within bow range when I'm bow hunting. Then I'll dispatch it.
copy on all of that there. That's one of my specialties. Years ago, I invested in another hobby that cost a lot of money. I did build myself a couple. Of course, my military background. I built a real nice sniper rifle for myself. Got all my paperwork and I had the suppressors, and then built a real nice 223, because you have to switch off here for the coyote. 308's fine in the day, then you gotta go down to 223 in the evening. But like yourself, I don't go out in the deer season. But back to it, I have thermal scope. I have real good ATN night vision scope as well, and then digital as well. I went all out. But I spend quite a time with the thermal, just sitting here in the front yard, and like yourself, a coyote up here, thick and thin, too. And occasionally this time of year, I'll get a call about somebody's private property and pop a few of them. But yeah, I leave the deer hunters alone like yourself.
Hey, go ahead and continue, because I got to do some work here at the house. You guys take care of both of you. Have a good evening. WIUG 488.
All right, Jack. We'll catch you later on. Good talking to you, as always.
Hi, Jack. Hello. You have a good evening. Stay frosty. WRZP 544. Bob and Sheboygan County for identification purposes.